Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. God to bless you. God to bless you. God to bless you. Hallelujah. Welcome to a kingdom call because it is kingdom time. Hallelujah. We are excited, as we always are, for an opportunity to come together with the saints, with our friends, with our listeners, and break bread together. Hallelujah. It is Wednesday, and we are excited to be able to fellowship one with another. I am Elder Jordan, and you are on a kingdom call. We are thankful and grateful to God for this channel to be able to connect with the body of Christ, as well as an opportunity to pour into the lives of a unbeliever. If we have any unbelievers that are listening, we are thankful to have you on the broadcast with us. It is a privilege, and you are welcome. We want to just, even for those that have not accepted Christ as your Savior, to know that this is the opportunity. There is not a better time than right now. It is not by chance. It is not by happenstance that you have connected to this broadcast. Amen. God is calling you unto Him. And so we want to give you the opportunity to accept Christ as your personal Savior. You may have friends that are saved. You may have been listening to a broadcast on television, on the radio, or may have been in a service and been around believers and never had the opportunity to accept Christ as your Savior and be a part of the family. I want to take this time, and I feel the leading of the Holy Spirit to do this, to give you a moment to accept Christ as your Savior. Amen. God is has sent his son, Jesus, to die for your sins, to give you the opportunity to be in the family of the beloved and have everlasting life. Hallelujah. To leave from this world and to enter into eternity with our Savior, to be a part of our family. Hallelujah. And so we want to give you our information if you want to accept Christ. If you have accepted Christ and you need some material, you want to connect with a body of believers, connect with a Bible teaching, Bible believing church to be discipled, we want to share that information with you. It is important to us that you be connected with the right family that will help disciple you, would encourage you and strengthen you to be victorious on this side. As I give out some announcements, I want you to grab something to write with so you can jot down information on how to reach us. And we want to give you information. Let me go ahead and just pray for you and give you that opportunity to accept Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask you, Father, to come into my heart, and I will make room for you to live on the inside of me. I renounce you, Satan. I no longer live for you. I accept Christ as my Savior. And I believe with my mouth, and I believe with my heart, and I confess with my mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he died that I could live and have everlasting life. He died for my sins. So, Lord, I give you my sins, and I make an exchange for the kingdom of God to live on the inside of me. I will live for you, Lord, as you show me how. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me when I didn't want to be kept, when I did not acknowledge you, when I turned away from you. Thank you, Lord, for loving me anyway. And I surrender my life unto you. In Jesus' name, I give you the praise for saving me. Amen. And we just thank God for you who have prayed that prayer of salvation, who repented of your sin and acknowledged him as your Savior. We will give you some information to reach out to us, and we will send you information. We will connect with you, and we will give you information of a church that's in your area, a ministry that is in your area, so that you can continue to grow strong in the Lord. And we are excited, and we welcome you to the family of Jesus Christ. We welcome you into our family. So God bless you. And I thank God for just leading me in that direction. I don't know who that was for, but God loves you enough to stop what I was going to pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Well, again, God bless you. We are excited on this midweek, hallelujah, Wednesday night, Kingdom Call. We have been doing teaching out of the book of John, and we've been talking about the declaration that John received in this, that he's bringing forth in this book of God, of Jesus's I Am. Hallelujah. I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. I am the light of the world. Thank you, Lord. And tonight, I am the resurrection. Hallelujah. I am the resurrection. And we are reading that out of the 11th chapter of the book of John. We are going to go ahead and read those scriptures and just talk a little bit about the resurrection. What does that mean? What did it mean then? What was God saying to the disciples? What was he saying to Mary and Martha? And what is he saying, more importantly, glory to God, to us on today? Hallelujah. I know that there's some things that you have allowed to die that should not have died in your life. Some things that God had given you to do in your ministry, with your family, on your job, but you walked away from it. You took your hands off of it. You turned away from it. But God wants to speak life to that thing. He wants to speak life back to that situation. He wants to speak life back into that ministry, for it to rise up and be resurrected, and for it to accomplish what he intended for you to do. Hallelujah. And so we want to look at what God is saying, what John was trying to say to us in the book of John, chapter 11. So let's go ahead and look at this, starting chapter 11. Starting at the 17th verse. Hallelujah. Here beginning the reading of God's word. When Jesus arrived at Bethany, he was told that Lazarus had already been in his grave for 4 days. Bethany was only a few miles down the road from Jerusalem, and many of the people had come to console Martha and Mary in their loss. When Martha got word that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, glory to God, I know that God will give you whatever you ask." Hallelujah. Jesus told her, your brother will rise again. Yes, Martha said, he will rise when everyone rises at the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone believes in me will live even after dying. Hallelujah. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me, glory to God, will never die. Do you believe this, Mary? Do you believe this, Martha? Do you believe this, listeners? Hallelujah. Well, when I was reading this, it talked about the rising of Lazarus from the dead. Now, we all understand what resurrection, let's look at resurrection. When I was looking, just pondering resurrection, we understand that resurrection means being raised from the dead. Life, being raised from the dead. So resurrection has three primary meanings in the Bible. Okay? Primarily, there are three meanings from our study of the word for resurrection. One is the miraculous healing. In the usage of the resurrection, it refers to individuals who have been brought back to life, brought back to this present world. Amen. We know that the Bible gives us many, many scriptures about those that were dead that Jesus raised from the dead. The Shulamite woman's son in 2 Kings. And then it talked about the dead bones in 2 Kings. Also, when Jesus with Jairus' daughter, I think that was in Mark. Mark 5 and 41 talks about Jairus' daughter when Jesus raised her from the dead. Those are considered miraculous healings because they were dead. But it wasn't like they were dead for several days. Amen. So that was a miraculous healing. Then we have the healing of our Lord's resurrection when he was raised from the dead. It is that resurrection is clearly linked to the overcoming power, come on now, of death and the grave. Hallelujah. Having power over death and over the grave. That's our Lord's resurrection. When he rose from the dead, he rose with all power over the grave and power over death. Amen. And that Christ's resurrection is the basis for the doctrine of the general resurrection, and that we see in 2 Kings. Let's take a look at that right quick. Hallelujah. Get out your paper and pencil, and let's just do a little study. I'm sorry, that is 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 15, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 15, starting at the 12th verse. Thank you, Lord. But tell me this, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying that there is no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised from the dead. And if Christ had not been raised from the dead, then all of our preaching, come on, is useless. Come on now. And our faith is also useless. Amen? So this is talking about Christ, the generation of the resurrection, the doctrine of the resurrection, that it is so. If it were not so, that what we live, the life that we live in Christ Jesus is dead. Amen. That we preach and believe is dead. Hallelujah. Our faith is dead. And why do what we do? Well, it is not so. The resurrection is through the rising of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is so. It is so. And so that is our Lord's resurrection. And thirdly, it is the hope of a general resurrection. A general resurrection when we all rise again. So those are the three meanings of the resurrection. Amen. As the Bible talks about the general resurrection, the Lord's resurrection, and then the miraculous healing that Jesus did when he called those that were asleep in Christ, when he called those that had died back to life. Amen. And as John talks about the miracle of the resurrection, it was not his last miracle, but it was the most talked about. It was the most looked upon. It was a great and awesome miracle because what he did was raise Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus had been dead for 4 years. I'm sorry, for 4 days. And so in the book of John, this is recorded, I believe, at the seventh of his miracles in the Bible. It doesn't, you know, talk about in depth about the different numbers, but as you can give an account of it, it shows you that this was probably around the seventh one, and it was closer to the ending, as we know, of his ministry on earth. Hallelujah. And the reason why this was such a miraculous miracle, because none of the others that he had raised from the dead had been dead for 4 years. I'm sorry, for 4 days. When you have been dead that long, I mean, for Jesus to do that, that is clearly giving a witness and a testimony of who he is. You know, the Jewish leaders had already been trying to discredit him, to make him to be a false prophet, to not to be who he say he was. So everything that he did, the Pharisees and the Sadducees tried to discredit him. But this was an act. This was an act that they could not discredit. They had to acknowledge. They had to give him his prophecy. Oh, yeah, he is the Messiah. Oh, he is the Son of God. He is the who he say he is, because no one who has been dead for 4 days has been able to raise anyone from the dead, lest they be sent by God. So this was a prominent moment in the ministry of Jesus for him to walk in the authority of who he really was. The other thing that I saw in this was that because Jesus also, why did he could have gotten to Lazarus in time. So why did Jesus wait 4 days to get to Bethany? That's a good question. And I think in my study, I saw that because Jesus, walking with his disciples, knowing where they are, because just because you walk with Jesus doesn't mean that you are where you should be in your faith, because we clearly saw where the disciples on several occasions missed the mark. They missed the mark. And so I believe that Jesus wanted to even the more build their faith, even the more strengthen them in their walk before he left the earth. So this was an opportunity for the disciples, as so the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Jewish leaders, to see that this is a man sent from God. This is Jesus. This is the Christ. This is who he say he is. Amen. They often failed God. The disciples, they failed God. And so God, Jesus, was constantly seeking how he could get the disciples' faith to be increased. Amen? Because it was their responsibility, just like it's our responsibility, to carry on the work of the gospel. To carry on the work of the gospel. And if your faith is weak, guess what? Your work is not going to be strong. Your work is going to be weak. You will not stand in the authority in which you are called to stand in if your faith is weak. So I believe that this was just another way of God using Jesus to build up those who were with him to be able to stand and walk in power and authority even the more. And I believe that even now, that's what God is saying to us, that we have to stand even the more and declare who he is. Amen. Now, he said, when we was reading our scriptures, and we're not going to be on this long, because I am the resurrection speaks for itself. Life. I give you life. If you are dead, you don't have to be dead in your sin. Give your life to me. That's what Jesus is saying. I am the life. I am the resurrection. If you die in Christ, you will live again. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, Martha said to the Lord, "Lord, if you only had been here when my brother died, he would have been still living. If you had been here when my brother died, he would still be living." Jesus has power over life and death. He has power even over us when we ask for repentance, when we ask for forgiveness. This is because he is the creator of life. He who is gives life, he can restore life. He is the giver of life. Whoever believes in Christ, spiritual life, and our spirit conquers death. We live. Because when we live, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we want to know Will these bones live again? Yes. Yes. Because I am the resurrection. Accept me. This is Jesus. Anyone who lives in me and believes in me, you will never die. But we have to believe that. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. That means I give you life. That means you don't have to die. That means that you can live and live an abundant life, live a victorious life, live a life full of God's glory, full of God's peace, full of God's joy. And I believe that there are some things because of the life that we live, because of everything that goes on around us in our lives, that we may have gotten off focus in some things that God had given life, that we, things and situations sucked the life out of it, and that died, and it died. And tonight, God wants to give life to it. Amen. That relationship between mother and daughter, that relationship between father and son, that relationship that needs to be healthy, that the enemy has come in and destroyed, hallelujah, God wants to put life into it. He wants to speak life to it. Amen. That between boss and employee, that between employee and employee, amen, between the saints in the body of Christ, in the church, on different committees where there's discord and the enemy comes in to suck the God life out of it, God is speaking resurrection. Amen. Life. Live. Bring that back. Repent. Apologize. Come back together. Make this thing work that it can live, that someone else can be blessed from the testimony that will come out of it, that someone can be blessed and encouraged and motivated from the life that they see that God has breathed on. Hallelujah. So tonight, in the name of Yeshua, we just speak life back into those areas that the enemy has sucked life out of. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I bring life and the life. I'll cause it to live. Hallelujah. So those that are walking in darkness, allow the Spirit of God to breathe life on it, to speak life back into you. We just thank God that we know that our God gives life. Amen. He is the resurrection and he is life. Hallelujah. He asked Mary, do you believe that? See, you got to believe God. You got to believe that God is the answer to your situation, that God can breathe the ruach, breath of God over your dead situation that the enemy sucked out, or you being so busy in what you're doing that you were depleted and weren't plugged in, hallelujah, to get life. And it died. Well, tonight we are releasing the ruach breath of God. We are releasing the life of God. He is the resurrection. He can cause things that are dead to miraculously come to life. He can cause things that's been dead for 4 days, for 4 weeks, for 4 months, for 4 years, to come back alive. Hallelujah. And if it's God's will, and if it's under God's purpose, and if it's in alignment with his word, be bold enough to ask God to breathe on it, to bring it back to life, and then release your faith to know that God is able. He's able to do it. You have to be in alignment with his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Mary and Martha, they believe. They know the power of God. They know what Jesus could do. So we have to know. Because she said, you could just send your word. We know about the power of God's word. Hallelujah. So we just thank God that we know that he is the resurrection. And if you don't know that he is the resurrection, go to the word of God. John, the chapter 11 in the book of John. And let the Holy Spirit minister to you about the resurrected Savior that is alive and is working on your behalf because he loves you and he wants what is best for you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Every dead thing that the enemy calls to die, we speak life. We say live because we are connected to the source, the one who brings the light of the world, the one who is the bread of life, the one who says, I am the resurrection. No doubt about it. Emphatically, it's me. I am the resurrection. I am the life. And I've come to save you. I've come to lift you up. I've come to raise you up. I've come to heal you. I've come to restore everything that the cankerworm and the palmer worm and the locust has come to take. I'm the resurrection. I can speak life to that thing. I can cause it to live again and walk in victory. Pray that you will receive that. And I pray that you would allow the Holy Spirit to rise up in you. And whatever the tension is in the family structure, that you would allow the Ruach breath of God to breathe peace, life, and restore it. And those who are dealing with any type of sickness, allow the God, the Son, Jesus, who is the resurrection, to step into your situation and raise you back up again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I pray that you would receive that word, and even more importantly, that you would just study it. Just go and read over those few verses and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you about the resurrection, the resurrected Savior that died for you. But just as he rose with all power, he wants you to live in that same power as you accept him as the I am in your life. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We want to give a few announcements before we go into prayer. We always like to end our broadcast with prayer. We are so thankful and appreciative of our listeners and our supporters, and we do invite you to support if the ministry has been a blessing and to help us do what we do, that you would support what we're doing by sending and offering a seed, sowing to keep us moving and to connect with what we are doing in the kingdom for the glory of God. We have on Monday night, we have our open prayer line. It's a kingdom call, and everyone is invited to join in with us in prayer. And that number is 218-936-6142. Again, that number is 218-936-6142. The access code is 799-237. Hallelujah. You can, we also on midday Wednesday, and maybe some of you today were a part of our prayer time. We now, to God be the glory, I've opened up prayer midday fire every Monday at noon. And that is Central Standard Time from 12 to 12:30. It's just a powerful time. Rather than having a 4 hour for lunch, dial in or while you're having lunch and just be a part and receive that fire to finish your day, to finish the week in the name of Jesus. So that Kingdom Call prayer room is open on every Wednesday, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, midday fire. We have our annual outreach. It is How Do I Say Thanks? And that's our Thanksgiving feast and celebration. And that's going to be November the 21st. In Pleasant Grove. And we need you. We need you to support with turkey, ham, dressing. We are having a feast, and we're going to the Pleasant Grove community and let them know that God loves them and the body of Christ loves them. So please connect with us. Your money, your food, and even if you have clothes in good condition, we want to be a blessing. Amen. God's been good to us, and we have more than what we need. So let's be a blessing to someone who is less fortunate. On December, the second Saturday in December, we will be celebrating Christmas with the seniors at Edgewood Manor in South Dallas. Another opportunity for you to be a blessing. So please, we can't do this without you. We need your help. God bless you. Now, this Saturday, I'll be speaking with some other ladies, and that information will be on the website. I'm so sorry. Our announcer is under the weather, so you just have to, I'm trying to give you the announcement, so bear with me as I'm trying to get them out. So we want to pray for Sister Monica for her to feel better because she delivers it so much better than me. But you can go to our website and get that information as well as our Facebook page. And do like us on Facebook, Linda Jordan Ministries. Like us on Facebook. Leave us an encouraging comment. It will encourage us to see you encourage us. So please. Now, I do want to give you the address because I want to encourage you to send us a love offering, a seed or donation. This is good ground. Hallelujah. This is good ground, and harvest will come back to you. And you can send that offering, that love offering, a seed to Linda Jordan Ministry at P.O. Box 852501, Mesquite, Texas, M-E-S-Q-U-I-T-E, Texas 75185. Again, that's Linda Jordan Ministries, P.O. Box 852501 and Mesquite, Texas 75185. Also, our email address is lwjministries@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Facebook. You can also sow a seed on the website at lindajordanministries.com and go to the donations tab, and you can securely submit a seed there, and it is secure and safe. So I do want to take this opportunity to open up the lines if there is a prayer request, to take that, as I do have some, but I'm opening the lines now. If anyone wants to come forth with a prayer request or a praise report, hallelujah, talking about the resurrection. God bless you. Was someone Hello? Trying to come forward?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. You're on the air. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me? I'm so sorry. Can you hear me?
Sister Joan?
Yes. Can you hear me? I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, this is the real person.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. And we have Derek Wilkerson and Sister Dorsey.
Yes, Sister Joyce.
Yes, this is me. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Hey, God bless you. This is
Amen.
The world.
Amen. Yes,
praise
ma'am.
God. Uh-huh.
God
I have two more young men that are incarcerated that they want prayer. And
Amen.
His name is Jose Rigsby. And the other one's name is Tim Howard.
Hallelujah.
Tim Howard.
Amen.
Those
Tim Howard
young men.
And Jose Risby.
Uh-huh. And here's two more. This is Louis Patrick and Sandra Patrick.
Louis Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandra.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And was it a specific request?
Mm-hmm. Just pray for them. The two young men, they need prayer. They told my son, you know, he's incarcerated. And so they need you to pray for them, you know, in the situation that they're in.
Amen.
But
okay.
They didn't give it to me.
Okay, we understand. God knows
mm-hmm.
where they are
yes,
and
does.
What they need.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for Louis and Sandra, was there a specific
uh-huh.
request
yeah,
there?
Just, yes, Rain, you know, just pray for them, you know.
Okay. All right.
Just
prayer.
Prayer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Well, we will go in prayer. Hallelujah. Ask
mm-hmm.
God to breathe on these thy requests. Derek Wilkerson, Sister
yes.
Dorsey, hallelujah.
Yes.
Sick in her body,
mm-hmm.
Father. We know you to be the healer.
Yes.
Jose
yes.
Risby,
yes.
hallelujah. Tim
yes.
Howard, hallelujah.
Yes.
Louis, Sandra, Partridge, God, hallelujah.
Yes.
And we just
hallelujah.
Bring pastors and we bring
yes.
leaders and we bring
yes.
those that are sick in their bodies,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes.
we just thank you, Father, as we have lifted these requests up to you tonight, Lord God. We
yes.
thank you, Father. We just give you praise tonight because we come
yes,
to know
God.
You as the resurrected Savior.
Yes,
we come
God.
To know you as the miraculous healer. We come to know you as the great I am tonight, Father. And we thank you tonight, God, that you are our healer. You are the one that heals thee, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the balm in Gilead. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you shedded your blood on the cross, that by your stripes we can walk in our divine and total and complete healing tonight, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, tonight, Lord God, that we can boldly come before your throne of grace, Father, and cry out for mercy. Hallelujah. Cry out for healing. Hallelujah. Cry out for deliverance. Hallelujah. Cry out for you, God. For you are the way. You are the life, Lord God. And so tonight, Father, we just thank you for divine healing for Sister Dorothy. We thank you for divine healing for those that are sick in their bodies, Lord God. We thank you that by your stripes you heal. We curse every bit of cancer. We come against every form of blood clot. We come against every form of tumor and aneurysm, Lord God. And we just decree new body parts, hallelujah. We thank you for kidneys being healed and livers being restored, Lord God. And we come against, Lord God, heart attacks. And we come against, Lord God, sinus and seizures, Lord God. And we just decree, Lord God, your perfect will, Lord God. We speak to every part of the body, Father. And we thank you that it functions the way it is supposed to function. Tonight we pray for so long, Lord God, who's gone through surgery. We thank you, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, is working the way you created it to work, Lord God. We decree healing over the bishop, hallelujah, Pastor Williams, Lord God. We decree healing, Lord God, over those that are sick in their bodies. God, somebody is in the emergency room now. Somebody is undergoing surgery right now, God. We call on the one that healing thee to intervene on their behalf. Father, we give you praise tonight. And we thank you, Lord God. We don't look at the report, Lord God. We stand on your promises, Lord God. Oh, God, and we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you for healing, for healing. We thank you for testimonies with signs and wonders, Lord God. We thank you that you are the one, oh God, that does miraculous healing, Lord God. So, Father, we just join our faith tonight to believe your word for divine healing. Hallelujah. Confound the doctor, Lord God. Whom you are, Lord God. And we just thank you in advance for the praise report of those that are sick and need a healing, Father. And God, we just pray, Father, for those that are incarcerated. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for these young men who recognize the power of prayer, who recognize who they need to turn to. And God, we don't know why they are where they are, God. We have our own who are incarcerated. We bring them all before you tonight, God. And we ask that you would, God, protect them. God, keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. And God, raise them up and transform them into who you created and designed them to be, God. And we ask your favor, Father. We ask for your favor of a joyous experience that comes from the pit to the palace. All those jail cell doors to swing open. Let their number come up, Lord God, as time served, Lord God. Renew their mind and turn it around that you would be able to get glory out of their lives. We bind the enemy that have them to want to give up because of where they are. We speak life over these men. Tim, Jose, Derek, Rondra, we speak life, Lord God. And we decree that they will live and they will fulfill the length of their days. We thank you that you are a God of a second chance. You are a God of another chance.
Yes,
and we thank you, Lord God, that you are a forgiving God. And even if they're guilty, if they repent, Lord God, you say that you're just and you're faithful to forgive them and give them another chance. So bring them to their knees, oh God. Let them cry out unto you, Father. And we thank you, oh God, that the devil will not take our men. We thank you that our men will take their rightful place, Lord God. And not just those that are incarcerated, but those that are free, but yet incarcerated in drugs, yet incarcerated in their minds, yet incarcerated in addictions, Lord God. We break the chain of addiction. We break the chain of bondage. We break that chain that paralyzes our men from being who they are and moving forward and reaching for greater and better, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we decree that our men are coming out. We decree that our men are coming up. We decree that our men are taking their rightful place. We break the bonds of wickedness and the chains that will keep them down and off of their minds, Lord God. And we thank you that their steps are ordered. We thank you for strong men connecting with these men to help encourage them to get in position and stay in position. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that we can pray for Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For the Jews, we pray for the Jews and the Gentiles to worship together, to recognize you as the great I am, the great Messiah that you are. Father, we pray tonight for our schools, and we pray tonight, Father, for the families that lost their children because they stood up for Christ. We're not ashamed to say that I'm a Christian. God, protect the schools, protect the campus.
Yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just pray for those families that are grieving. Hallelujah. We pray for the fires and the floods. We pray, God, oh God, for those that are going through. Father, forgive us, Lord. Let us remember that we are helpers one to another. Let us remember, Lord God, that we are here to be a blessing. We are here to encourage. We are here to lift up. We are here to stand at the gap. So, God, tonight, Lord God, we pray for those, oh God, who are going through and don't have the energy and don't have the strength and don't have the wherewithal to cry out to you. We cry out to you on their behalf, oh God. And we ask that you would intervene. We ask that you would turn things around. We ask, oh God, that you would be the answer right now that they need, Lord God. Parents had no idea when they left home that they would not see their child. Oh, God, wipe away the tears and lift up the bowed down heads. And, Father, encourage those college students on the campus. And we come against the spirit of fear that would grip us, God, because the enemy comes in like a flood to steal, to destroy. God, but you come to give us peace and to give us joy and to give us life more abundantly. So we decree life because you are life. You are the resurrection, Lord God. The resurrection and life. And I thank you, Lord, that you have Martha, do you believe, Father? We believe tonight, Father. We believe you are the way. We believe that we can run into you and we are safe. We believe that we can come to you any time of the day, that you are very personal. So, God, yes, here we are tonight, God. Father. Yes. We ask, dear Father, yes. Oh, God, that you would intervene, yes, God. Oh, God. Bless, yes, our God. Country. Protect, yes, our country. Forgive, yes, our country, God. For allowing, yes, things to come in, yes, for agreeing with same-sex marriage and, oh, God, taking prayer out of schools and legalizing abortion. Father, forgive the body of Christ for sitting back and allowing the enemy to come in. Father, we are sorrowful. Forgive us, Father. We pray, oh, God, for our president and for the government and for those that are making decisions, oh, God, that the right people, even as we come up for election, God, that the right people are in place, hallelujah, that the right people, oh, God, are elected into position, Lord God, that love you, that reverence you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you are still in control. And we thank you for the body of Christ. Shake up the body of Christ. Shake up the believers to get on the wall and to walk in the anointing of the Nehemiah and not come down, Lord God. We pray for the church and the pastors and the leaders tonight. We pray for the missionaries that have a holy boldness to no matter what, oh, not to be ashamed to preach and declare your word, Father. We thank you that our communities are safe. We thank you, Lord God, that our jobs are safe. We thank you that our schools are safe, Lord God, because we plead the blood of Jesus and we cover ourselves under the blood, Lord God. We thank you that we can run into you, Father, we are safe. Father, thank you for this day. We thank you that we went out and made a full day. We've made it back in. Father, we give you praise. And we just thank you for your word, because your word is life. We thank you for your word, because your word gives us strength. We thank you for your word, because your word gives us power. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise, Lord God. Now, God, we just pray for our listeners, Father. We pray for those that connect with the ministry, God. We pray for those that have sown a seed into this ministry, God, that you would bless them, that you would multiply it back to them a hundredfold. Lord God, we give you praise, Lord God, for we can't do anything without you, Lord God. And we just thank you as we enter into the season of Thanksgiving, God, that we give you thanks, Lord God, that we not forgive those who are less fortunate than we are. Father, we just thank you, God. Even as we come out of the end of the 15 and entering into 2016, oh God, the Hebrew calendar year, God, that we just focus on you. We stay focused. We look to the hill from which cometh our help. We spend time with you to get revelation, to get in instruction. God, we just thank you. Oh, God, for those that are looking for jobs, those that need a job to take care of their family, we thank you, God, that you are so bad you can create a job for your people, God. So, Father, we just thank you that in this hour, God, we lean not to our own understanding, Daddy. We trust you, Father. We trust you, God, and I thank you, Lord God, that you are a safe arm, that you are a strong arm, that you are a great shelter, that we can run in and we are safe in this hour. So, Father, thank you for tonight, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for testimonies that will come forth, Lord God. We thank you that you hear and you answer your children's prayer. Thank you that your ear is inclined, hallelujah, to your child's cry. Standing in the gap tonight, crying out, Lord God, for victory, for deliverance, for healing, for peace, for breakthrough, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you.
That you are here.
Thank you.
And you're answering.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, God, God, we give you praise.
Thank
we thank you.
Yes.
We love you with all of our
yeah.
heart, God.
Yes,
oh, God.
God.
Every church,
yes,
God, we let it
Lord God.
We give you praise
yes.
tonight, Father. Every
yes,
family,
God.
We give you praise.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Grandparent. That is raising
yes,
the children,
Lord.
Grandchildren,
yes,
every daughter,
thank
oh God, that feels
yes,
deserted,
Lord.
Lord God. The children
yes,
that's dealing with peer pressure and
yes,
dealing with bullying in the school system.
Yes.
We cover these
yes,
kids, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes,
we
Lord,
protect
God.
Them with your word,
yes,
God,
Lord,
with
God.
The blood of Jesus. Father,
yes,
we just thank
Lord,
you.
God.
We thank you tonight
thank you.
Because you are
thank
God.
You.
We thank you tonight because
yes.
you are life.
Yes,
we thank you tonight
yes,
because we
Lord
believe.
God.
We
thank
believe.
God.
We
yes,
believe,
Lord.
God,
yes,
that
Lord,
you are the
God.
Way, God,
yes,
that
Lord.
You are the answer.
Yes.
And we come
yes,
to you
Lord,
tonight.
God.
Knowing that you're
yes,
able to do exceedingly abundantly
yes,
with everything that we
yes,
can ask.
Yes,
and we thank you that we
yes,
have great faith, Father, not like
yes,
the disciples wavering.
Yes,
God, we have great faith.
Yes,
we've grown to know you and trust
yes,
you because you
God.
Keep proving
yes,
yourself over
yes,
and over
God.
And over and
yes,
again. Lord. It's not
yes,
believable. And I thank
yes.
you, Lord. I thank
you
that you told
Lord.
Us that
thank
you wouldn't
God.
Leave us, that you wouldn't
thank
forsake
you,
us, that you wouldn't lose your hold on us. So, God, we
yes,
thank
God.
You tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank
as
you.
We continue
thank
until
Lord.
You come, we know
yes,
that you
Lord.
Have not left us. And, Father,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You. That is your good
yes.
pleasure, God, to
yes.
answer your children's
yes.
prayer. So, Father, we
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For praise
reports
that will come forth, Lord God.
Yes,
and we give
Lord
you praise
God.
Even in it
yes.
for doing
yes.
it, God.
Thank
even
you.
That
thank
unspoken
you.
Prayer
glory
request that
God.
You, oh God,
yes,
we thank
Lord
you, God,
God
for
thank
asking,
you, God.
We thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Providing,
thank
God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank
Lord.
You,
thank
Father.
You.
We give you
thank
praise.
You.
Because you are so worthy.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
you
hallelujah.
Bless
yes,
our
Lord.
Family.
Yes,
bless as
yes,
only
Lord.
You can do, Father.
Yes,
and
Lord
we
God.
Thank you.
Thank
in Jesus'
you.
Mighty
Jesus.
Name. We give you
yes,
praise.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
God bless
praise
each
God.
Of you, our
God.
Listeners. Couldn't do it without you. We love
yes,
you.
Praise
God bless you. Keep our announcements and information so that you can stay connected. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be the
amen.
Glory for the great things that he is doing. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. We love you. Have a good night. I am Elder
love
Jordan, and this is a Kingdom Call. God bless. We love you. Good night.